This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
And the first time of the show, I was using just a regular old coffee mug, and before I got done with the first time of the show, the last gulp of coffee may as well have been iced. Which, there's nothing wrong with iced coffee, for those of you that like iced coffee. It is not my cup of tea. So I started out looking for hot coffee, and I ended up with... Not even, it felt like it wasn't even room temperature. It was horrible. So from there, I switched to the Burnout mug. And that cup of coffee stayed the same temperature all the way through the hour. And now I have the next mug of Burnout. Well, I'm having coffee in a Burnout mug. And I will enjoy this whole hour. And you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I know this. Listen, I know it doesn't have anything to do with guns, but listen, people, a lot of us drink a lot of coffee. And my day being good means I get a lot of work done. Burnoutmugs.com. The other day, Rush Limbaugh, he played a clip of a political analyst, Charles Cook, of the Cook Report and sometimes the National Review, speaking to a group of actuaries. He told the group, the truth be told, even if the unemployment rate was zero and the economy was growing at twice the rate it is now, my wife and daughter would still hate Trump and his supporters. How does that even come up in a conversation? And presumably, I would think Charlie there agrees with them. And there you have it. This pretty much says it all about what the left is today. These self-appointed leftist elites who hate Trump so much do not care one bit about the country. They don't care about his tax cuts or his deregulation and phenomenal success of bringing back jobs and what this has meant to millions of Americans. They could not care less about the relief of Trump's agenda and how it's brought to millions of small businesses buried by the Obama regulatory regime. Cook likes to market himself as a nonpartisan analyst, but he is nothing at all like that. I mean, nothing of the sort. Like the rest of the left, he sees himself as one of those who should be calling the shots, deciding who should and should not have power. And to this kind of person, their power is in molding the minds and opinions of the rest of us. That's the power. Since they lost in 2016, they are furiously intent upon foiling Trump, which means they're furiously intent upon foiling you. They have failed there as well, which is why they are motivated by one emotion. They have gone over to the dark side. They've given in to hate. Don't give in to hate, Luke. They hate Trump. They hate those of us who elected him. Do you think... We have former President Obama going right now. He's out on the campaign trail, and I mean, he's doing a marvelously inept job at it. He's packing arenas with dozens or hundreds of people, and then wherever Trump goes, he's got a waiting list. He's got 10,000 people in the venue, and he's got a line going around the building 22 times. Do you fathom how hard it is for a normal person to completely ignore the Trump rallies and the thousands of people that they attend these rallies? Is it possible in any way, shape, or form for these rallies to be an event that is not a sign of massive support for the president? Is that even possible in any reality? These are meaningless to the left, and they dismiss the people who attend these as toothless rednecks. They are clearly not being paying very close attention here. These people are the heart and soul of America, the people Trump won over throughout the campaign. By acknowledging them, it's a very simple thing, and acknowledging their contribution to making this country function the way it does, the people for whom the left feels nothing but disdain. Are there enough of them to see that the Republicans keep the House of Representatives? Well, we're going to find out in about 25, 26 hours. Not going to know till the vote's counted. But the Democrats, having learned nothing from 2016, will hopefully be again faced with defeat. And they have no agenda but anti-Trumpism. No plans except to rescind the tax cuts that helped so many, to further ruin health care for all, to reimpose all the regulations that hamstrung the economy for 8 years. And as always, they mean to punish self-reliance and success and reward sloth. But they won't be even able to succeed there because they will not have the Senate and they will not have the executive branch. So this will be just an exercise of talking, primarily, and of thwarting Trump. And this what this will lead to. You know, what this will lead to is Trump is going to look at everything Obama did. And he's going to say, I'm going to do this by executive decree. And then at some point, because he'll get reelected, at some point in that time, he will get the House again. And then everything that he has done by executive order, he will get legislative codification from it. Or for it, rather. And then, you know, this is going to be bad for them. This is going to be bad. He's going to, the Democrats want to get out there and stack the court, the Supreme Court, because Obama now has a favorable, balance there. And it's going to get more favorable, because somebody's going to drop very shortly. It'll get more favorable. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she might make it through this election. She might make it through another year. I don't know, but she's not healthy. She should not die on the job. She should take a moment and enjoy her life. But this is not what the left does, because that would mean giving up power. Their progressive plan for 100 years has been to purposely create dependence on a generous government that takes from those who produce and gives to those who produce nothing but votes for their benefactor. This is the whole reason the migrant caravan is a thing, because of the benefactors. You only have to look at the Democrats running to grasp who they are. Because a lot of them are openly anti-American. Mike Gillum in Florida. He's under investigation by the FBI for corruption as mayor of Tallahassee. He wants to abolish ICE and restrict police enforcement of the law. He is also violently anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. Stacey Abrams has the gun-toting new Black Panthers trolling for her while she is admitted to Jake Tapper, her plan to strip Georgians of their Second Amendment rights. Ocasio-Cortez is thoroughly ignorant of the Constitution and the most obvious facts of American history. Claire McCaskill is corrupt. Maxine Waters is corrupt. Joe Donnelly has been paying for ads for his libertarian opponent's Facebook page. Beto O'Rourke's out of Texas is funding some of the migrants making their way to our southern border. Kyrsten Sinema is a pro-Taliban moonbat who regularly insults her own state and constituents. And this is a short list. This is the short list of the ethically challenged Democratic candidates and the dirty tricks they routinely employ to win. Now, the polls were extraordinarily wrong in 2016, and most polling outfits lean left, and their wishful thinking colors their analyses. And these polls, again, favor the Democrats winning the House. They have nearly all the Senate races as close, but with a Democratic advantage. And are they in the ballpark? No. Their treatment of Kavanaugh in October was a rallying cry for conservatives, if there ever was one. And those hearings demonstrated for all of us who watched what the American left has become. Obama made us all less free, and Trump has gone a long way in 2 years to make us free again. The left's embrace of illegal immigration, open borders, higher taxes, the cold imposition of ID politics, regulations on every aspect, that's not freedom. That, not in any world is that freedom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature. temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. I just took, you know, during the break, I was drinking my coffee, and it is still wonderful. And it's because of the mug it's in. No other reason besides that. It has been 21 minutes since I poured it, and I can't drink it the whole time I'm doing the show, right? Because you would hear that, and we just can't have that. So there you have it. That's all it's about. And Burnout Mugs makes it better for me. So that's why I use them, and that's why you should use them, too. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. Now, the Washington Post is right on schedule. They're going to turn weather into politics with some Election Day forecasts. This year's midterm election features an intensity usually reserved for presidential races. In parts of central and eastern United States, a major storm system may add a wrinkle to this high-stakes contest. So in keeping with their theme of making everything... Does that make you as sick as it does me? I hate that. I've been watching all of my social media people that I follow, like on YouTube, and they're politicizing everything. And I'm sitting around, either they're for the Democrats, or global climate change or something like that. And I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking, why do you guys have to include this in your content? Why can't one segment of entertainment in the United States be apolitical and just entertain? Why do I have to put up with all of this all the time, coming from everywhere? But WAPO published a map in appropriate red and blue colors showing storms in the south. Let's see. So, and, and they also noted, although the increasing movement towards early voting may somewhat reduce the weather's impact, there are a number of close races in areas that will be affected by this storm. One would think they're already making excuses for the Democrat midterm losses by reminding readers that bad weather may tend to favor Republican turnout, at least historically. But Trump is just saying, hey, we'll see. So leading up to the midterm elections, there was predictably an uptick in stories about global warming and climate change. So it's no surprise that the media is attempting to blame any and all weather anomalies on Trump, with the implication that if he'd not pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, the world's weather would be calm and tranquil in only 2 years. I don't know exactly how that would have worked. I mean, the idea that we can do anything today and see results next week is ludicrous. It is absolutely ludicrous. And, you know, all the problems in the environment, of course, are all due to the environment hating Donald Trump. We have storms and hurricanes and snow and rain and heat and any other form of weather. If only Trump hadn't pulled the plug on the Paris agreements, the fierce hurricanes of the last 2 years would not have happened. Instead, Houston, Florida, and the Carolinas would have had nothing but some tropical breezes. As an interesting aside, where is the predicted Trump's Katrina? Bad 2 years, haven't seen it yet. Despite some nasty hurricanes, there was little media coverage about recent hurricanes because relief efforts were prompt and efficient. What one would expect with a New York City businessman in charge. The only thing close to Katrina was in Puerto Rico with botched relief efforts, despite not because of the administration's efforts. No matter how well the federal government performs, its local government is incompetent or prefers grandstanding rather than assisting their people, the relief effort will fall short. Halloween, which we just experienced, was an occasion to beat the global warming drums. An NBC affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, painted gloom and doom on an otherwise fun and festive day. They reported, because of climate change, Octobers are warming for much of the country. This includes right here in Wisconsin. Since 1970, October temperatures have climbed by an average of 2.3 degrees in Madison. A warming October not only brings concerns locally, but across the country and across the world. Then they posted a graphic showing a gradually upward sloping trend line for Halloween temperatures in Madison. Not for the past 100, not for the past 1,000. But since 1970. And, you know, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. So a 47-year temperature trend is hardly conclusive. Unless, of course, you want to try to believe that the only relevant history is the period of time when we were alive, right? How about a slightly longer version of Wisconsin temperature, say, for 100 years, coming from the Wisconsin Natural Resources magazine? After tracking the weather year to year for 105 years, hindsight provides some trends. Wisconsin's mean temperature can be divided into four periods, the 1890s through the 1920s, when temperatures fluctuated both above and below the mean temperature, the 1930s, 40s, and early 50s, when temperatures were consistently above normal, the late 1950s through the early 80s, when temperatures were consistently below normal, and the late 80s through the present, when temperatures again to fluctuate above and below the norm again. So they basically seem to have 30-year cycles, sometimes cooler, sometimes warmer, and in this current cycle, fluctuating above and below the average as the, you know, as any little, I mean, you know, they provide a graphic there you can look at. So the trend line, assuming is statistically correct, is rising slightly. To NBC, this conclusively proves man-made global warming and an end to Halloween, since supplies of chocolate, the backbone of Halloween, are at risk from rising temperatures and changing rainfall patterns. Then, of course, there's the migrant caravan. It's just a spontaneous gathering of Central Americans, right? Just like Benghazi was a central, you know, spontaneous, just completely, you know, it was just a protest. Right now, by the way, with Weather Channel, they're predicting a colder than average temperatures in the south. Another headline, winter cold coming to Michigan toward the end of the week could bring lake effect snow. It's cold across the pond, too. UK weather's on track to take another freezing turn, with a shocking weather chart showing a risk of snow significantly increasing over the first week of November. So rather than listen to the climate alarmists in the media and on the left, remember the words of another songwriter, Gordon Lightfoot, who writing about the upper Midwest, when the gales of November come early. But there's only one gale right now, and not only in November, but in every month is Donald Trump. And the only warning is warming, rather, is from the hot air spewing from CNN and MSNBC and the Democrats. Yeah, those guys too. So, yeah, global warming. Love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says that former personal attorney Michael Cohen is a weak person who is lying about a lapsed Trump real estate project in Russia, but insisted there is nothing wrong with pursuing a business deal in Moscow while he was running for president in 2016.
It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that. It lasted a short period of time. I didn't do the project. I decided not to do the project.
Cohen admitted in federal court that he lied to a Senate Intelligence Committee last year when he talked about when he ended working on that potential project. The chair of the California Democratic Party has resigned. Eric Baumann has stepped down from his leadership position after multiple sexual misconduct allegations. The 59-year-old former chair was the first openly gay leader of the California Democratic Party. Baumann said he's leaving for the best interests of the party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're like me, it's just the perfect cup of coffee. I mean, if your cup of coffee, if what you're looking for is a hot cup of coffee, this is the perfect cup of coffee. And, you can take this with you wherever you go. I mean, I'm sure you could get a drink made at any of the coffee shops, any places you want to go. And it's going to stay warm. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. So, Antifa. They're constantly out there being themselves. And this comes up from a while back, okay? But I want you to understand what Antifa is and everything. And, you know, if Republicans win tomorrow and if they hold the House and the Senate, expect to see more Antifa. Expect to see this. Anti-fascist, yeah. So here's a quote from Carlson. Liberals never defend their position with legitimate logical argument because their position is ever incoherent and indefensible. Instead, via hyper-emotional temper tantrums, they personally attack and denigrate all who dare disagree with them, even to the slightest degree. And these attacks are invariably intimate and literal. Liberals consider any departure from their Marxist party line to be so intolerable as to qualify as a crime, deserving of severe, violent punishment. Back in October, the leftist collectivists attacked New York City Republican headquarters, spray-painting Antifa symbols on doors and smashing windows. And that kind of vandalism is not unheard of during an election season, but this instance is particularly threatening because the perpetrators left behind a chilling note. And remember, this came from, like, 10 days ago? A little more than 10 days ago. Our attack is merely a beginning. We are not passive. We are not civil. And we will not apologize. This coming on the heels of a pantsuit, Hillary Rodham Clinton's declaration that Democrats cannot be civil. Her New York City acolytes obviously took her words literally. And it's just like the guys from Arbus Quarrel, where they said it's starting to look like Kristallnacht of November 1938 in Nazi Germany, but for patriotic American plan. Antifa, if we want to be kind to them, we'll call them the paramilitary enforcement arm of the Democratic National Committee, much like the paramilitary Nazi groups who carried out Kristallnacht, all with the acquiescence of local authorities who did not intervene. And likewise, local authorities have chosen not to interfere with Antifa's illegal blocking of streets, intersections, and their physical attacks upon hapless motorists in Portland, Oregon, and other leftist enclaves. I'm beginning to believe that their written threat, "Our attack is merely a beginning," is only too sincere. They are confident, Antifa is very confident, that the leftist police chiefs and mayors will continue to cravenly stand aside as they destroy property and harm people. And recent history proves them to be correct. Those who live in these areas will in vain look to local authorities for protection. And for potential victims of political violence, a group that surely includes most of us, we need to keep our heads up and be prepared in depth. I'm afraid we're about to be in for some very exciting world history right here in the good old USA. And that's if we win. Another quote from W.B. Yeats, "Turning and turning in the winding gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer, things fall apart and the center cannot hold. Anarchy is loosed upon the world." So, here's from a friend and student of John Farnham, instructor and writer. "I am an American citizen by choice. A decade ago, I legally immigrated here from Zambia. My ancestors were from the state of Gujarat, India, and they migrated to Zambia in the 1890s. My family is ascended from ancient Rajput warriors. Today, with fierce pride, I speak English and call myself an unhyphenated American. Since coming here, I've made it a point to visit historic sites from a Revolutionary War, Civil War, et al. I'm always impressed with this country's repeated self-leveling, always in favor of liberty. Your recent quip starkly demonstrates that Hillary Rodham Clinton and her party are nothing more than an organized criminal mob, contemptibly subverting the American way of life. Your Che Guevara quotation at the beginning of the quip is extremely insightful. Since I lived in Zambia when Che and the Cubans were wielding their murderous influence there, as well as in Angola, Congo, and Namibia, I cannot believe I am a proud American and I am seeing sincere, unapologetic Marxists masquerading as Democrats running for political office with a straight face. Believe me, I know firsthand what Marxist communists sound like and what they do." So isn't it strange that in America, our flag and our culture offend so many, but our benefits don't? And how can our federal government demand that U.S. citizens pay back student loans when illegal aliens are receiving a free education at the expense of the beleaguered few of us who pay taxes and actually work for a living? And only in America are illegal citizens labeled racist and Nazis, but illegal aliens are called dreamers. How is it that in America one can proudly wave the flag of another country but consider it punishment to be sent back there? And as a language revision, need now means coveting other people's money but being unwilling to work for your own. Greed means wanting to keep at least some of your own. Compassion is when a leftist politician arranges for an involuntary transfer in exchange for votes. Opportunity missed by most because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Sacrifice never applies to leftist politicians who are demanding it of everybody else. Isn't it interesting? When you look at all of the observations of people that have come from the outside, that have gone through the process that they had to go through to become Americans, what that means to them and what they observe, it's quite illuminating, really. Quite illuminating. And the part that is the most interesting for me is when you think about some of the interesting ways they've changed language to suit them. Carl Sagan, he was the astronomer that, he was sort of an influencer in his time. He wrote, "Extinction is the rule. Survival is the exception." Even when we succeed tomorrow, if what I think happens, happens, we are still in for a fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. But all we're talking about is a cup of coffee that is the same temperature when you finish it as when you begin to drink it. I mean, think about what I just said. And then go to burnoutmugs.com and check them out. Have you ever seen Network? 1976 movie where a few seconds of frustrated political rage, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore, that burned it into our national collective consciousness. Well, I think most Democrats seem to feel this way, and they've been mad for 2 years. Howard Beale mad. So mad that the very name of Trump causes most Democrats to sputter. Many coming to full froth within two sentences. It's not a surprise that we see this consistent reaction of rage and hatred coming from the Democratic Party leadership of the leftist mainstream media. The entire group of them does hate Trump, and their pogrom to destroy him has been ramping up into our discourse since Trump declared his candidacy. I think most of us know that they hate us too. So my take is simple. This has been a coordinated effort on the left to take Trump out, to destroy him and his family, and sadly is taken over the left. There's no two-party system anymore in the United States. Its main success has been keeping most of the center-left filled with 24/7 hate. Originally, I was really wondering how long they could actually keep this up without pulling back. I couldn't imagine they would still be developing and making up new reasons to hate Trump several times a week for 2 years. And unfortunately, they completely they're overachievers. They have done it. And they did it with relish and with gusto and with blinders. And the media, God bless them, well, they've stoked the flames of this one. Their staggering hatred and their staggering bias is there for all of us to see. Most recently, take a look at the week of the outrage with Trump calling himself a nationalist. Then look at the reporting about the synagogue murder. They actually blame Trump for that. Why not? They blame him for everything else. The problem is that this heinous act was done by a man who hated Jews and hated Trump because of his alliance with Israel in support of the Jewish people. So this was not a Trump supporter. Wrap your mind around that. The media used this anti-Trumper as an example of Trump's anti-Semitism. That's how crazy they are. A man who has a Jewish son-in-law, daughter, and grandchildren. One who has been supportive of Jews for a long time. No lie is too big, no slander is too big to keep the climate of hatred going. They need their experts to slam Trump. Truth be damned. And this is utterly despicable. And the sad part is that what this is doing to our discourse, especially among those who are somewhat moderately left-leaning, the outrage, the lies, the constant hatred of all things is destroying so much. Otherwise, normal people are ready to be angry at the drop of the word, ready to be outraged and start yelling when the subject of Trump comes up. And this is a great disservice to the entire country. 2 years of ginned-up outrage is enough. And this rage is, you know, part scary, part humorous. I just don't know whether to laugh or cry on a daily basis. The left and their media crazies have devolved into a caricature. They're part toddler, part sucker, because they believe their own leftist PR, and part self-proclaimed superior elitist and part demon. And to be honest with you, a sorrier state of mind hasn't been seen on the left since the Red Guards terrorized China. And, yeah, okay, so they're mad as hell. They've made that very clear, abundantly. Where they're not so clear on is what they're angry about. Because the Democratic Party has not, after 2 years, taken the time to explain why or what their positions are. They appear to have none other than Trump bad. I don't use Twitter that much, but I put out a tweet. Most of the time I'm just promoting some video or a picture, you know, something like that. But I put out a tweet, and my simple question was this, especially for those in the entertainment industry. Would you please, if you're going to skew political, take a moment to give me a critical discourse on why you hold these positions and these opinions? Are you a minor bird, or are you just ignorant? How can it possibly be a good idea to work and earn money and not get to keep most of your money? How is that possibly a good idea? How is it possibly a good idea to let a bunch of people come in the country and go places where they're not going to affect you? We know that. Yeah, we know that. But they are going to affect other people. And sooner or later, they will get to you. That is without a doubt. That's what all viruses do. All contagions. That's what they all do. You know, I've heard from a few overpaid pundits that have points to score on health care. This is coming, though, from the party that destroyed our insurance system, the party whose leader lied for years about his health care plan, having rammed it down the throats of an unwilling electorate. And they're supposed to have an edge. The only real area they have an edge on is their rage. And we get it. Everybody gets it. It's the reason so many pundits have been calling for a blue wave. But hold on a minute, dear friends. There's another group who is angry and who's gotten quietly angrier as the leftist insanity has made itself so very visible. It's a different anger. It's not born of being a toddler or a sucker or an elitist or a demon. It's slow rising, reason-driven resolve to overcome the left's antics. Coming from watching years and years of the leftist media getting away with their pretense of being a journalist, it's born of watching people having to unjustly fend off the serial insanity of the leftist punditry and the attack dogs of the Democratic Party. And once again, I believe the pollsters have missed this entirely and partially on purpose. That's why they were so wrong in 2016. No one is polling about the quiet, resolved, and rightful anger of the Trump voter, but it's there in spades. Just look at the Kavanaugh tribulations. And given the suppressed anger, I'm going to say this so-called blue wave is not real, and it's without substance. It's only based on history, meaning the party in power loses in the midterms, and the reporting is misplaced. Because this is not automatic. Like, Hillary being president was not automatic. Sure, the House is up for grabs, but the missing reporting has been on the slow-burning anger of the Republicans. So let me give it to you anecdotally. I have a lot of friends who are what I would call a moderate Republican, and they live in different regions of the country, and without exception, they have offered to me just how angry they are at what the Democratic Party and the leftist media has done in the last 2 years. Simmering, slow, roiling anger. They are highly motivated to vote. They can't wait to vote. And highly motivated to punish this nasty group of leftists in the way that only they can be punished. What has surprised me is the passion they have. All of them deeply affected by their anger at the media and the Democrats. Dozens of people normally just living their lives quietly, and they hate what has happened. Quietly. Then there's a Twitter feed of Larry Swigart, who has a great deal of information to share sometimes about polls, but more about actual early voting patterns. And polls are at best confused. What he keeps reporting is the consistency of an overwhelming red advantage in early voting and absentee voting. And his feed has described this phenomenon well. In almost every state, every battleground, with every competitive race, there's an enthusiasm gap in early returns. For Republicans, not for Democrats. So I'm not suggesting a red blowout, though it seems more likely right now than a blue one. So this is where you get a chance to make a second miracle finish in two sequential elections. And if we pull this off, we will be doing our part to continue to keep America great. And that is it. That is all the exhortation you get out of me. I will not be here tomorrow, and I want you to go to the polls, and I want you to be in the fight. So take this time tomorrow and go do what we got to do. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll do a forensic examination of it. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.